أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. In the previous ayat we read how Allah explained His great creation of the heavens and the earth and other places within human being himself, and on the earth, the mountains, the seas. All this was to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And those are the intelligent people who see the creation and reach the Creator and believe in Allah and realize our humbleness, our uselessness, that we are not fit for anything. Allah is absolute, He is the greatest. Contrary to the non-believers who don't have, who are worse than animals, all that they did from the creation of Allah is to take benefit of dunya, to make life more easier, comfortable, enjoyable, etc. And they did not even reach Allah Ta'ala. They don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala. Even animals acknowledge, even if a dog gets its food from its master, it stays humble in front of its master and subservient to its master. But these, the dogs of this dunya, they did not even recognize Allah Ta'ala. So the wise are those people. And after recognizing them, as we read, they make the ibadah, they turn in obedience to Allah. And those who reach reality, they realize all our effort, our ibadah doesn't reach the level of acceptance to Allah. We are weak, we are full of faults. Our ibadat is full of faults also, and they beg for forgiveness all the time from Allah Ta'ala. In that same strain further, this is the condition of the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulik. Ey Rabb Hamare, aur diye humko jo vaada kiya tune humse apne rasool ke waaste se. And O Allah, grant us all those things which you have promised us on the tongue of your Rasul. That is all the information Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is the Quran Sharif or the Hadith Mubarakah. That if you do good, this is my reward. This is what you will get. So O Allah, we beg of you all those things which you have promised for us. We are not fit for it in any way, but you in your kindness, you have promised it. And though we could not even do the amal by which we could get all those favors of yours, but we ask you what you have promised and what you have told us on the tongue of your honorable, most gracious, most great Rasul, grant us all those things. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ اور رسوا نہ کر ہم کو قیامت کے لئے. And do not humiliate, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. In the azab of the qabr, may Allah protect us all. There will be whatever we had committed gunas, and we did not make tawbah of those gunas, then that form of that guna will be in the form of snake's fire, and that will accompany us in the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be disgrace and humiliation, where a person's whole life, his nama aman, his record of deed, will be displayed in front of everyone to see. We could have acted very pious in front of people, but if he was committing gunas privately and he did not make tawbah of them, everyone will see those gunas. Whether it is in front of our wives, our daughters, our gunas will be exposed. In front of our parents, our gunas will be exposed. So there will be great disgrace and humiliation for people on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has kept the door of tawbah open. A person who makes sincere tawbah, Allah readily accepts his tawbah. And then Allah himself wipes out those gunas. Allah does not leave that even to the malaika to wipe out those gunas. Allah wipes them out himself. So, and then the real punishment will actually be in the fire of Jahannam. Then when a person lands in Jahannam, he will get that punishment. So yeah, in this dua we ask, O Allah, don't disgrace us, don't humiliate us on the day of Qiyamah. We know we are sinful and we ask for forgiveness. That is very important. If we have to consider just yesterday, one day we lived, and how many sins we committed with our eyes, where and where our eyes fell. What thoughts we got in our head. With our tongue we might have made ghibat, we might have shouted somebody wrongly, we might have done a lot of gunas with our tongue. But even just the words astaghfirullah, did that come even one time on our tongue? Gunas we are making, like we got factories of gunas, we got farms of gunas where we are growing gunas. But on the other hand, tawbah istighfar, and just the words astaghfirullah is not tawbah, is not istighfar. Those are only the words that to lead us to the reality of tawbah and istighfar. But even the words, did it come? Each one of us should think, yesterday whole day, did I say one time also, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh? Oh, how many gunas we commit, but we don't think of tawbah. And if our maut have to come in this way, that all the gunas are still in our nama amal, they are still on our shoulders, then we will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. In the qabr, we will suffer the consequences of the azab. So we must be very, very conscious. And in here, we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of that. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ بَيْشَكْ تُوْعَدَا كِي خِلَافْ نَهِي كَرْتَا. Undoubtedly, O Allah, you do not go against your promise. In here, there is what is called ta'reez, that you don't go against your promise, we go against our promise. You asked us in Medane Alas, before we came in this world, Alas to be Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all of us said with one voice, Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. But we failed to keep up that promise which we had made to Allah. When we came in this world, we thought the things of this dunya are our Rabb. They do food, fills our stomach. Medicine gives us shifa. Our shops and jobs give us our rosy. We fail. Allah alone is the doer of everything. So Allah, you never break your promises. We keep on breaking our promises. We are very weak. We ask you for forgiveness. But this is all for those who ask for this forgiveness. For example, this very dua, who of us ever makes this dua? That we ask for forgiveness. Ya Allah, I read the kalima in which I promised I'm going to fulfill all your commandments. But we know how much we break the commands of Allah. Do we ever ask for forgiveness? Tawbah istighfar is a thing, unfortunately, which is not in our lives. Whereas it has got so much of virtues. For example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Man lazim al istighfar. That is man kathura, a person who makes istighfar in abundance. Then Allah Ta'ala takes him out min kulli, makes him for min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Wherever he is caught up, he can't find a way out, Allah will take him out. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. And whatever worries he has got, terrible worries, great anxiety, depression, Allah will take him out by istighfar. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give him rosy from sources that he cannot even ever imagine. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Make istighfar and make tawbah to Allah. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send heavy rains for you. In other words, for your crops and their things will grow. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ أَمْوَالًا وَبَنِينَ. And Allah will increase you in your wealth. Allah will increase you in your prosperity, your children, etc. Allah will grant everything on tawbah and istighfar. But unfortunately, we don't make tawbah. We don't even read, forget a whole tasbih, even 2-3 times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Then that is not the reality of tawbah and istighfar. It is only the starting, the words of it, but that also we fail. And in guna, we are very much in front. We commit a lot of guna. So here we are taught that we understand that Allah Ta'ala will never break His promise. We must also uphold, and where we fail, make tawbah, istighfar. Allah has left every way for our success, given us every way and left every way open. It is for us to do it. So tawbah, istighfar and humility. And the more a person comes in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the more he must become humble. Not just because we are making some namazes, we think we are the most pious people on the surface of the earth. Just some little bit extra we do, some nafil namazes, we go khanqah, we go jamaat, etc. We go hajj, umrah, and we think we are very pious. That person is completely off the road. But a person who does everything and feels, I've done nothing, and I've spoiled everything, and I beg Allah, forgive me, that person is on the super highway towards Allah and towards his success. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and the proper practice on deen, and be pleased with us.